Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. Now, the Dogon taught us that this Po seed is the image of the universe, or you may say the image of creation and the image of the Almighty God, Goddess here called Amma. And you know, and I know, that the Most High has many names. But the Po seed represents the human family. The Po seed represents men and women, boys and girls. The Po seed, that seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm in the physical reality, represents you and me as permeating, full of life and ready to emit life into the minds and the wombs and the ears of men and women, boys and girls, and the wombs of our own consciousness, that we may produce works of life. So you know, and I know in Bible, that mankind is the image of the Most High, the image of God, Goddess, the Almighty. Adam, male and female, the image, not just the male, but Adam in chapter 5 of Genesis is male and female. And Adam, male and female, the image and likeness of the Most High. But you read the same of Christ in the New Testament. Christ is taught as the image of the Most High. And so we have to conclude, and we will prove all of this through scripture, that Adam, before the fall, in our original nature, we as Adam, male and female, are the Christ image. We are the Christ in human flesh, and we are the image of the invisible and unseen Most High. There's no way around it. This Po seed is teaching us of the human family and teaching us of the power within ourselves as children of the Most High, as Christ, spirit, soul, energy, power, and force in human flesh. We are the image of the Most High, and the scientific community has disconnected the human being from that power. As we study the universe, study the characteristics, attributes, the laws, the natural laws of the universe, we are in the study of ourselves spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And so the church does not quite teach us this reality. Does the church teach you? Does the mosque? We're not just saying Christianity. Does Islam, those leaders now, do the leaders of religion, whether Christianity, Jehovah Witness, Mormon, Catholic, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster, the religious community, the leadership, do they teach us that we are Christ in human flesh and we have the power of the Most High within us and the power of the universe within us? Very few, if many. Very few, if many at all. And so when we go back to Africa, the youth and the babies, not just black, but brown, red, yellow, and white, we have to go back to Africa and see religion as pure science. And so when we read of the modern day scientists and their teaching of quantum physics, quantum mechanics and how the fire reality, the hydrogen or fire reality, the stars and constellations breaking off from that fire reality. They call that Big Bang. We are looking at light and sound. We're looking at the light waves, light rays or waves, and sound waves. We're looking at the atom and how the atom is commissioned in the universe and how the atom plays its part in every facet of the universe. We're going to be proving that that atom, the African ancestors said atom, A-T-U-M. The Greeks referred to that as the atom. And the modern day scientists, they use the word atom and Big Bang, quantum physics, quantum mechanics to describe not just what the Dogon taught about that post seed, but also various regions of Africa. All the regions had the same type of teaching, but just slightly different to fit the tribe knowledge, the tribe cultural knowledge of that particular region. But the same type of teaching, the post-seed, masculine, feminine, representing the human family, the universe, light and sound, invisible first and then visible. Now the Dogon also say there's another star, a third star. You have Sirius A. You have the Sirius B that pushes and pulls on Sirius A, showing gravitational push and pull, cluing the European scientists that there is another force pushing and pulling. And then they came to understand that which they were viewing in telescopes was the actual pole. The Europeans called the pole Sirius B. But the African Dogon said there's a third star hidden and unseen. And that third star is the egg of the universe. That egg of the universe that burst forth the pole seed with the breath. You should be thinking of Genesis and the breath of life and the breath and Ruach, Holy Spirit, breath, spirit, life, and breath. When Adam, male and female, were walking in the cool of the evening, I researched the words cool of the evening, and it comes to Ruach, that breath of life, that reality, that the whole of the universe is teeming and permeating with the reality of life, the spirit and energy of the Most High, all the way down to the atoms and molecules and protons and neutrons and electrons. Now we want to go ahead and move into the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. Now, sisters and brothers, I cite Stolen Legacy, a book written by George G.M. James. I cite a DVD presentation or Google video presentation called the Shabaka Stone and the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. I cite another video presentation. Now, the first one is presented by Booker T. Coleman and Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, who for 3 decades plus studied Big Bang theory, studied the Word of God, studied what the African ancestors called the Watchers of Noon, and studied Einstein's theory of relativity, studied the four force fields, gravity, Oh, man. My electromagnetism and the strong and the weak force. And then incorporated into his study forces that we may not know anything about. This man, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, has united the three thought processes that are called Big Bang, Word of God, Waters of Noon, African ancestors. Which is it? Is it Big Bang Theory? Is it the Word of God? Or is it Waters of Noon? He studied and united these three thought processes. He talks about, and he was, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo was nominated for a prize, a Nobel Prize in physics for his work. And this is some of the greatest work and teaching that I have ever seen, because it unites religion with science and teaches religion as scientific religion, as pure science. The scientific teaching or religious science of the cosmological knowledge of the universe, because he kept with his African roots and African teaching. He's from, I believe, Nigeria, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo. Booker T. Coleman is a professor, black man, African black man, born in America, who teaches children and has gone into great research. This other video, Dr. Gabriel is with a brother, Phil Valentine, I believe his name is, and they're going over the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem in detail. And it's so beautiful and so wonderful. Now, we start in this session with the Shabaka Stone. This is what we will learn in these video presentations and what we will learn in the book Stolen Legacy by George G.M. James. I'll have all of this in my summary page. Now, the Shabaka Stone, a stone found in 700 B.C. by African pharaoh Shabaka, African Kemet, Egypt pharaoh Shabaka. On this stone was written the science that we call today the atom. The science that we call today the Shabaka Stone, the science that we call today quantum physics and quantum mechanics, the science that we call today Big Bang, the science that we call today theory of relativity. The stone had the story of creation on it. It came from Memphis. Memphis is originally a territory in Kemet, Egypt. The Memphite narrative of the cosmological universe. And so it tells the story of creation. It tells the narrative of that seed of life being burst forth out of the egg of the universe by the breath of the Almighty. And that seed of life being the image of the universe and image of the Creator, spiraling, emitting light and sound, invisibly, inaudibly, but then visibly and audibly. And from this light and sound and waves, light and sound creating waves, we have the energy that produced this great universe and the sun, moon, stars, planets in the universe, Milky Way, so on and so forth, all on this Shabaka stone. So Pharaoh Shabaka said to his artists and his scientists, we must reproduce this knowledge and keep this knowledge and put it on stone. And so they put it on stone. And according to Stolen Legacy, page 139, that stone, that Shabaka stone, is in Britain in the British Museum. You wonder where the European scientists got their knowledge is from Africa, but they refuse to give Africa the credit. We must teach all the babies. See, the babies don't care where knowledge comes from. The babies want to know. The babies want to understand. The youth want to know. The youth want to understand that Chewbacca stone in the British Museum right today as we speak, stolen from Africa because of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. So in this session, this portion, we will begin to go deeper into the science of birth, the principle of mother, father, sacred divine feminine, sacred divine masculine, and the laws of birthing. We will go into hydrogen, fire, hydrogen. We will go into the watchers of noon. We will go into teaching of the atom, called today the atom. Because why? We are in the time period that the babies and the youth must be taught how to build and construct the Christ, the Messiah, the Messiah civilization on this earth. The Christ, Messiah, Messiah government. Bob Marley always said that Christ government must rule on this earth, which means we must come together, go into the reality that we are Christ in human flesh. And together, sisters and brothers, we will construct the Christ government and civilization and overturn the image of death, the image of a death system. And there will be peace and love and tranquility all over this earth. We're going to go into and understand that we are a human nation. We are the gods and the goddesses, the Elohim, children of the Most High. We must overturn with this knowledge the house of Rothschild and their control, the ruling class and ruling families' control over this earth, dividing religion against science, controlling the information, not wanting us to see the uniting message from Africa, religio-scientific, cosmological teaching of the universe. All of the youth and all of the babies, let's get them ready. You ready to construct the new civilization of Ma'at based on the natural laws of the universe, based on the natural laws and science of life, based on Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness? Well, let's go, sisters and brothers. The ancient Africans are the roots of all religion and all science. When you go into religious teaching, and when we go into scientific teaching, we are looking at two branches of African teaching of civilization. Now, sisters and brothers, let's now go into the creation, okay? Remember what we said about the Dagon. We're going to attempt to keep that in our minds, in our brains. We remember what we said about the theory of relativity, E equals MC squared. Energy spirit equals the material mass of the universe times the speed of light squared. Now, there was a time in the universe, sisters and brothers, called the primordial time or the primeval time. Primordial has to do with the first order, and primeval has to do with the first age. this time and age originally, the universe. We call this the watchers of noon. These watchers of noon, and the original watchers of the universe. Remember that all come out of water. You have that in the Genesis, all coming out of water. That water, the scientists today say that all comes out of water. That element in the universe, earth, air, fire, and water. These primordial watchers, primeval watchers, first order watchers, first age watchers are a hydrogen type of watchers. We're in the science now. We're in the element table, the table of elements. We're going deep into the science. These original watchers, these watchers representing spiritual matter, representing, they are a plasma type watchers. These watchers are the original watchers that are able to emit and transmit light. Okay? These watchers that the whole of the universe comes out of. Original spiritual type waters, hydrogen type waters, representing light, representing truth, a greenish type waters, quartz, translucent, conductor, transmitter of light, and light symbolizes truth. These original waters representing matter and mass. Remember E equals MC squared. The M stands for material and mass. But we're also looking at light. So MC squared is really noon. The African ancestors giving us the deep science of the universe as light and knowledge and wisdom to produce life that we may live. So the watchers of noon, these original watchers, this time of no barriers, this time of no boundaries, this time that all were one. When you look at Genesis, and we're going to get into it, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That's talking about these waters of noon, at rest, tranquil, potential for energy. Listen to the science. Potential for energy, potential for motion, but at rest. That which is at rest tends to stay at rest until critical mass, creating motion, and that which is in motion tends to stay in motion. But at this time, the whole of creation was one, waters of noon, at rest, no boundaries, no barriers, tranquil, peaceful. So when we say shalom in the African Hebrew, this is what we're speaking about, that original time. When we look at salam in the African Arabic language, this is what we're speaking of, that time of peace and tranquility. And so Islam, the way to peace through obedience to the Most High, is that word in the Arabic that is describing the waters of noon and how all of us were at one, this original time with the Most High. Jeremiah 1 and 5, chapter 1, verse 5, the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, bellies, stomachs of our mothers. That's before conception. That is this time of tranquility and peace when all were one, permeating with the seed of life, germ of life. that eternal life force. And so, this may be because these waters were seen as dark greenish. And so sometimes our Kemet pharaohs, Africa Kemet Egyptian pharaohs, are depicted as green, talking about these greenish, darkish hydrogen waters called Nun. See, we're in the first phase of creation. There are three phases that we're going to deal with. This first phase, all one, peaceful. And so greenish waters of Nun. This is why the so-called aliens are many of them depicted as kind of greenish. The greenish waters of Nun. Now, we've talked about these waters of Nun. We've talked about energy at rest. We want to now introduce the concept of the waves, the watery waves of Nun. See, the waves, the European scientists talk about string theory, but that comes from the African teaching on everything coming like waves. Look at water and throw a rock, a pebble into the water and see the ripples of waves. So when we talk about light and sound from the Dogon, we're talking about light waves and sound waves. Remember, we examined light waves, and in the African Hebrew, the light waves are Karen, 7161, and that word is feminine. See, the Africans studied the whole of creation all the way down to the most infinitesimal particle, atoms. So we're even looking at examination of waves, sisters and brothers. How deep can our African ancestors be? This great teaching that is for the whole of the human family. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.